This is the second part of the recordings to help you write your construction, development and economics assignment. Once you have picked a project, it is time to think about the description and analysis of the project that allows you to evaluate whether it was a disaster or a success. Let's focus for the moment on the analysis, because this is more complicated and complex than the description, and we'll come back to the description later. Before you start your analysis, again, go back to the assignment to see which criteria this suggests you should use. I have copied ones that the assignment mentions in here, so please have a quick read over them and then return to the recording. First of all, it is important to note that not every single one of these criteria will be equally relevant to the project that you have chosen. These are some general ones, but just as you need to evaluate the success or lack of success of a specific project, you will need to use the specific set of criteria that relates to this project or that is of most relevance to this project. This means that some of the criteria mentioned here will not apply, others will be absolutely central. The second point I would like to make is that looking at criteria is harder than answering questions. So the next step you could do is to turn each of these criteria into a question. Let's have a look at the first criterion as an example. Instead of thinking about the management and organisation of the project from inception to completion, you could translate it into an overall question such as, was the management and organisation a success or a disaster? Turning it into a question allows you to then give an answer that could be, it was a disaster because of XYZ reason, or it was a success because of XYZ reason. So the question essentially helps you to decide what kind of answer you need to give. Have a look at the other criteria and the way that they have been turned into questions. Turning the criteria into questions is a good first step, but the questions are still quite general. So the next suggestion is to try and split the different questions up into smaller ones. I have done this in the table you can see in the file, and I have just split them up a tiny bit. So, for example, when it comes to the positive or negative impact, I'm thinking about which social factors the project could have impacted on, or which technical innovation was used, to pick another example. You will have to split this up into smaller questions further, but we'll come back to that later on. This is something that becomes easier when you've done a bit of reading. For the moment, let's have a thought about additional criteria as well. Remember that this is specific to your local project. There might be questions that could help you decide whether this specific project was a success or a disaster that are not yet mentioned in this list. If you can think of some, please add them to the table as well. Now that you have a more complete list of criteria, let's return to the question of how you can make them more precise. To develop the criteria into even more specific ones, or in other words, to formulate further, more specific questions that you can answer to decide whether the project was a success or a failure, you will probably have to do some reading. This means that at this stage we will need to engage with material that will be different from your project. But what I'll do is I'll demonstrate the principle on materials around the project that I've chosen, these recordings, and then you can go away and do exactly the same steps, but on the reading related to your own project. In the Word file, you have the URL for a website that has some information on the new V&E in Dundee. Have a quick look at the website and see whether it relates to any of the areas, any of the criteria you're meant to discuss. Once you have had a look at the website, please return to the recording. At first sight, the information about the workshops that the V&A opens to local business people might not seem to have very much to do with the economics of construction and development. Having said that, I think that there's an indirect promise in there that the work the V&A will do will help local business become more innovative, and that through this, the work can boost the local economy. So that would then be related to two of the aspects that you need to work on. First of all, to the degree that the project will be expected to affect or be affected by the local economy. In this sense, it means that it could have a positive effect on the local economy. This is clearly not the most important criterion to measure the success of the building work, but it could be included in the long-term impact that the V&A construction project has had on the local area. If you would like to add this, you could formulate specific questions, such as those demonstrated in the file, to your list. We'll come back to the idea of how important each question is. You might want to keep in mind that it is not the main factor, but it is one that could be mentioned. The second area to which this potentially relates is the impact of social and political factors on the project. If you have a look at the economic activity in Dundee, then you will be able to see that attracting new industries is one of the aims that people have in the area. So in this sense, trying to work on offering support to innovative new businesses could mean that the project has had political support for trying to build up new industries and desirable industries. Think about hip, young, design-focused people who are good for the economy. So again, you could turn that into a question for your list, such as, has the project had political support in order to develop new industries in Dundee? Has this political support materialised in the form of growing new industries, for example? Once you have finished the list of questions, or at least provisionally, after some reading around your own project, and you have a list of detailed questions that you can answer, please go on to the third part of the recordings, where we will look at setting benchmark for your Dufferin criteria and at balancing them when you're writing up your assignment.